another way of saying.
They become maybe sisters or mm-hmm. brothers.
What would you ever say that they join?
Join, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in church, you pray to.
In church, you pray to.
You pray to
God.
And then you say the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And if there's no piano, no organ, then there's no.
No music.
Now, if you did go to a church where they had music and you really enjoy the music, you'd say, oh, that music's.
Something wonderful.
And there's a. In talking about. Really nice, pretty day. Instead of saying it was a really pretty day, you might say it's just a
beautiful day.
And if you had like a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you might say, oh, I better hurry, because if I don't, church will be over.
Yeah, before I get this tire fixed.
Mm-hmm. And the enemy, or the opposite, or whatever you want to call it, of God is the.
Is,
the one we are supposed to watch out for is the.
Well, I say that again.
The enemy of God.
The, oh, it's the devil.
Yeah. Now, what is sometimes. You know, sometimes if, people would say to children if they didn't behave, now, if you don't act right, the.
I'm going to tan your pants.
Uh-huh. And then sometimes if they ever try to scare them and tell them that the boogeyman would,
mm-hmm.
they'd say something.
I don't think that's good for it, though.
No. But would they have, they would sometimes say,
Oh, if you don't behave, boogeyman will get you.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But that's not good, though.
I don't think so.
Now, what was it people would see sometimes at night in a graveyard, they'd think they'd see?
A ghost.
And if there was a house that was off on a dark road and people thought that it had ghosts in it, they'd say that house was
haunted.
Is what?
How haunted.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Mm-hmm. And now if somebody asked you to go someplace and you didn't particularly want to go, now you might say, now I'll go if you insist, but I'd
go where you and sit.
I'll go if you insist.
If you insist, but I don't much want to go.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a choice between doing two things, you might say, well, if I have a choice, I'd
rather take
mm-hmm.
take this one.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you say to a friend that you haven't seen, a good friend that you haven't seen for a long time?
Well, I said, sure do, please. I'm pleased to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If somebody came to see you and you had really, if it's more than one person and you had enjoyed their visit, you might say,
enjoyed your visit.
And when they got ready to leave, if you wanted to, you know, if you wanted them to come visit you again, you might say, now,
come back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See me again.
Now, if you, on Christmas Day, if you met somebody, what would you say to them?
Christmas gift.
Yes. And on New Year's Day, if you saw them, you'd say?
New Year's gift.
And now, if you wanted to show somebody that you appreciated something, and another way, instead of saying thank you, you might say, I'm much.
Much obliged.
And you might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something and they were out of paper bags or out of paper sacks, the storekeeper might have to take some paper and he'd say he